everybody. This is Colleen Boyle. I'm the acting director for the National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. I want to first start off by thanking each and every one of you for your support of our center's work. Your support has become even more apparent to me as we begin the events around the 10 years of service for the center. And we reflect on the accomplishments both of the center as well as its impact on many of our nation's most vulnerable populations. And these are people that you and your organizations work every day to tirelessly protect. As you listen to us, I want you to keep in mind a couple of things. First is that we are committed to engaging you in our center's process to respond to the president's budget. And this is, in our minds, just the first introduction to that process. I also want you to keep in mind the fact that we have been doing work to try to get the center on good footing in terms of the strategic plan. And I know we've reached out to you, and many of you have provided us with very, very valuable input into the strategic plan. And we've actually incorporated that that input. And the finalized plan is now available on our website. I think it goes live this afternoon around 2:30. So you can actually see for yourself what's in there. And the priorities that we've outlined in the plan, I know you've heard that, really will provide the basis for our transition plan and how we move forward in our response. So we're going to try to make everything available to you. And I also want to let you know that following today's conference call here, that I'm available if you have questions that address the center as a whole, or if there are particular concerns about the work of the divisions. I know each of the division directors would also welcome your thoughts and comments. So we'd like your comments both in writing through our email box that Sal Lucida is going to tell you about, as well as we welcome your personal comments as well. So just format for the next 30 minutes. Sal Lucido, who is our Associate Director for Policy for the Center, he's going to walk you through the considerations, the Center's considerations relative to the President's budget. And then Gloria Cron is actually going to talk specifically about the implications and thoughts in terms of moving forward for the Division of Human Development and Disability. So, Sal?
Thank you for joining us today on this conference call about the President's FY12 budget request for our center. We appreciate AUCD facilitating and recording the call and the Friends' willingness to post these sessions on their website. We understand that there are likely to be lots of questions about this proposal. However, since our time is limited today, we'll not be able to take your Q&A during the conference call. We recognize that many of you will have questions or comments and have set up a dedicated email box to capture your questions and comments. This email address was provided to you yesterday in your invitation for this call, and I'll repeat the email address at the end of the presentation. We encourage you to submit your questions and comments to us through this mechanism, particularly since we will use that input to guide us in the development of materials for a webinar we are planning next month to discuss the center budget. At that time, we hope to have a better sense of the outcome of the FY11 budget, its implications on the FY12 proposal, and how those two factors will impact the three-year transition plan we are charged with developing under this budget proposal. I'm going to review five budget-related items for you today. These include proposed funding changes, proposed narrative changes, implications for future grant making and GIPR performance measures, our partner outreach plans, and some key take-home messages. In addition, we've broken our budget discussion into three 30-minute segments to discuss more fully some of the changes that have occurred within each division. As a result, some of this information will be repeated for each of these sessions. In terms of proposed funding changes, funding for the center as a whole was essentially level funded at $143.899 million. At the division level, there were a couple of changes. Our birth defects division was essentially unchanged. Autism was increased $1.7 million. DHDD was decreased $1.7 million. and blood disorders received a modest $250,000 increase. Generally, we consider level funding for FY12 as good news and reflective of the administration's support for the important work we conduct through partnerships with many of you. This is underscored by the fact that as an agency, CDC took a $580 million proposed reduction below FY10 levels. However, we recognize that the FY11 budget could significantly impact these numbers, and we're waiting anxiously for a final resolution to those negotiations. The most significant change in this budget was to the budget narrative. The essence of the change is a reduction in the number of budget lines we work with within the center. The number of lines for the center were reduced from over 20 lines down to just 4, including the elimination of all but one subline, which is autism. This is part of an agency-wide effort to reduce the number of budget lines at CDC. The overall agency-wide proposal calls for a consolidation of approximately 120 budget lines down to 50. In addition, the center was able to add two new names for two of the budget lines, and we believe these names will do a lot to broaden the mission of the center. We do not anticipate that these names will alter the name of the center or the divisions they're related to. I'll now go over some of the changes to the DHDD line. The Division of Human Development and Disability had a number of budget lines associated with it reduced from 12 to 1, with all of its sublines eliminated. The Human Development and Disability budget line was also renamed the Health and Development for People with Disabilities. We believe that these changes will bolster our efforts to our current program activities, and we're particularly pleased with the change in budget line name as it is a more accurate representation of our program activities. In terms of grant consolidation and performance measures, the budget narrative calls for consolidation of grant-making mechanisms within the center. OMB wants the center to consolidate its grant-making activities as much as possible in order to reduce administrative costs. This consolidation process is not unique to our center. CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion is implementing a similar consolidation now, and we expect this trend to be replicated across the agency. As part of our negotiations with OMB during the budget formulation process, the center was able to negotiate a three-year transition process for this consolidation. We felt that a three-year transition was critical so that the center would be able to engage our partners in the development of a transition plan, fulfill our existing funding agreements, and adhere to our current legislative mandates. We anticipate that this plan will be bolstered significantly by the recently completed strategic plan, and we appreciate your input into that document at the end of last year. Finally, as part of this process, we will be revising the center's GIPR performance measures in order to reflect a consolidated funding strategy. The planning process for this proposed budget starts now, and we fully expect to have your input into that transition plan. We want to use this information sharing session as an initial opportunity to get partner input into the process. To facilitate that, we're asking partners to submit any questions or comments regarding the budget proposal to the center using the dedicated email address provided in the email sent to you yesterday. As a reminder, that email address is ncbddstrategicppi@cdc.gov. And I'll repeat that. ncbddstrategicppi@cdc.gov. Our intent is to respond to those comments and questions as part of the webinar we have planned for March, once the FY11 budget is finalized. We know that you have many questions about this proposal. However, it will be difficult to develop complete and accurate answers to these questions until the FY11 budget is finalized, and we have a true sense of where the budget negotiations between the executive branch and Congress will truly begin for FY12. We also plan to engage with you as we normally would and augment those interactions with the 10 years of service events planned for the coming year. We are open to additional engagements if necessary and are prepared to discuss the scope and nature of those engagements moving forward. As all of you know, this is not a final budget, just the president's proposal. While being level funded is a positive thing in a year where CDC took $580 million in cuts, we are still facing some budget execution challenges in FY11 that may impact the availability of program funds. However, we believe that this consolidated budget proposal offers our center the opportunity to carve out a broader mission within public health and allows the center an opportunity to begin addressing some of the most critical challenges facing our constituent populations. While we realize these proposed changes may cause some partners concern, we value your input and we remain committed to including you in the development of our transition plan and making this process as transparent as possible. We look forward to working with you closely in the coming months. Gloria.
This is Gloria Cron, Division Director for Human Development and Disability, and I'm probably just going to reiterate a number of the issues that Sal and Colleen have already mentioned. Again, I really want to thank you for all of your previous support, and we hope continued support for the center and for its mission and the work that we do. And as you all know, this is the proposed budget, and it is far from done. The budget is also relatively new, and we're needing to take some time to understand its full implications for this division as well as for the center. As Sal already indicated, the budget would level fund the center, and we're very pleased for that at the center level. And it would, at least in terms of the 11 or 12 lines that are being rolled together, we would see a reduction to what currently has been conducted by the Division on Human Development and Disability by $1.7 million. As you all know by now, this does mean consolidating a number of budget lines into a single line that does then presumably provide some greater flexibility, although we will wait to see how the final language for all of this translates out. The name for this new line is Health and Development for People with Disabilities. At one point, we had also included along the life course. That got a little long, but it's been very clear right from the beginning and as reflected in our strategic plan that the purpose is really to address people with disabilities, promoting their health, development, and full participation across the life course. And as Sal already indicated, this particular center is not being targeted for this budget consolidation, that this is really part of a CDC-wide effort. We do think that the intent is to allow the division and the center to target the most critical public health challenges, and we have worked to define what we see our role in that as coming forward in our strategic plan. The other issue that is included in the bill as it stands right now is that there would be an anticipated transition to this consolidated budget line, and that that would occur over the next 3 years. We are clearly committed to all of our partners and in honoring our agreements with partners and with grantees through that time, presuming that that transition time will be protected. And if it does, we think that that will handle most, if not all, of our grants and cooperative agreements. Let me just speak very briefly to the strategic plan that we that is posted now that I know many of you did have input into. We started the planning process prior to any of the issues coming up around the budget, but we think that these plans are going to serve us very well moving into the future. For our division, the strategic plan is really built on two primary directions or principles, that we wanted to use the lessons learned and the evidence gained from our current programs to improve outcomes for our current targeted groups and broader disability populations. And the second is that we want to advance public health in taking a life course approach to understand the lived experience of persons with disabilities and then determining the public health role, whether that's data or standards or monitoring in informing public and private sector policies and services to improve outcomes. So we have for some time deliberately evolved from having a condition-specific focus to one where possible that encompasses broader disability populations. So where possible, we try to translate to larger populations, but we also know that it's often necessary for us to focus on condition-specific issues and then regard those as sentinel conditions that allow for extrapolation of new knowledge to related groups of people. As we move forward, we see a primary role for us as being in developing robust longitudinal and cross-sectional data on key measures of disability populations, and we believe that that data should be useful for many in informing policy and programs and being put into application at local, state, national, and international levels. So that's as far as I will go. I would really welcome your comments or questions. To do that probably to me as opposed to necessarily going to some of the other staff within the division. My email address is gfk2, that's as Gloria Franklin Cron 2 at cdc.gov, and my direct telephone number is 404-498-6743, and I'll be around for much of the afternoon. So in summary, we see this as just the beginning of the dialogue. We'll look forward to receiving some of the questions. In all likelihood, I will not have answers for them, but we will be collating them and using them to develop more extensive information, either through webinar or call. We hope that will occur in early to mid-March, might get pushed back. We're also, like you, monitoring the FY11 budget very closely because we're all very aware of the implications that that will have. And presuming that this moves forward, we will be moving forward with a transition planning process that will ensure a structure for clear input from partners and the disability community more broadly. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you all for participating in the call. We look forward to your input. These are interesting and challenging times, and we're all trying to, I know, do our best with limited resources. And we appreciate your support for the center. We appreciate your guidance, and we appreciate your commitment to the populations that we all serve. So thank you very much, and look forward to engaging you in the future.